What foot? My foot is the obvious thing to me as I'm thinking of it now, a metaphor for stepping on keys that unfold letters, that unfold words, words that had been unfolded before and are the same as those unfolding now, and, well, would be as much the same obfuscated ripple of syllables as they ever were they the words they were. But they are not, it turns out. The thing is, I haven't done this in a what feels like long while, and the footprint, the font, is the very one I remember using to hammer out that shitty manuscript, is it 10 years ago, of simply heartfelt chaos, confusion, first mate of every boat that I sailed and eventually learned not how to turn them over. A heavy foot, you see. It becomes reckless word after reckless word, and then line, and then stanza, utterance and breath, sound, and silence. So I am reminded by the look of the letters, the shape of the space they reside in, and the sort of handsome droopiness they mostly pull off, reminded of a time of productivity with words, an output that was brave, I guess. But that tells you pretty much nothing, does it, about how exactly I feel when I brush my eyes against this familiar fuzz of this particular printed letter, as it is, and therefore its particular sound somehow, and anyway, I'm writing the words, what foot, when I realize that even now, when I stand on some island and stare out at the water and sort of drift into that space, you know, water and sky and the drifting, and then maybe the thinking, I don't need letters and their looks or syllables and their sounds, and I get way out there on the water and the sky, feeling pretty beautiful actually, and then look down to my foot and the print it inevitably has to make.